You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Got
good evening,
the two
Cameron.
Best psychics in Los Angeles.
Well, thank you.
Even
thank
all
you.
Over the world. Shannon Lester.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yay.
And then we have the lovely, maybe I'll have you introduce her.
Patty Negri.
Because everybody goes, how do I pronounce Negri? Yeah, Negri.
Patty
but this
Negri.
Is a good, yes. You, see, these are people in the angel. I call them angel helpers.
Yes.
That's a new word, angel helpers.
Angel helpers, I like that.
Yeah, you just kept the angel on.
And we know each other.
And we know each other.
We like each other.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Well, you met her here, right?
No.
You met her before?
Yeah. We not met her through here at all. We met through, we're part of the same Federation of Certified Psychics. We've done galleries together.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then we've just
photo
fallen
shoots.
Out of time. Photo shoots together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, they've got to be somewhere. There are some good people. But everybody's separated out. Everybody, so.
Well, you're back.
You've done it, Cameron.
You're back.
Command performance. And then we're expecting Candy Loya, an actress, singer, wherever she is, she's supposed
she's
to come.
Coming.
And then Danny Cruz, the UFO, I call him the UFO follower. And then we've got a lady here that's going to promote a wonderful play called Raw. Is it called Road Trip Monologue?
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And we have in our... And our Jane,
yeah.
Edwina
Seymour. Yes, hi there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do tonight, what we do is we do like some of the headlines. So everyone is out there on a Friday night saying, what's going on?
What's going on?
Well, what's
Cameron?
Going on right now is U.S. poor becoming more destitute under Trump. And that is true because I was in East L.A. over this past week, and I couldn't believe how many poor people there really are. Because, you know, you talk about the homeless problem, which they want to fix in L.A. You hear what they want to do. They want to make Koreatown, split it up, and make it a homeless shelter. Big hotel shelter for homeless.
That's good.
The city, half of the city councilmen say, great. The other half, no. So that's been a big problem. Then they're trying to do North Hollywood to make that a homeless shelter, and that may come to fruition because they do have a homeless shelter on the banks of the Burbank Airport, which is you don't want to go in that area.
Yeah, but that's different. That's an encampment versus a shelter.
No, this is
going to
be
a regular shelter. Okay,
this is going to be a shelter, and they're going to build it. There, Jerry Brown has put out about $500 million. So we don't know where that money's going.
Going to go. Yeah, we do have some places in Hollywood. I'm right in Hollywood, and right under the 101. I'm right under the sign. I'm right above Capitol Records, and just every day whole tent cities come up. Our council member though, David Rue, he's kind of an expert on homeless. So I don't know what side he's on, but he's really educated. So
He wants to have a homeless shelter.
Because there's just not enough places.
Yes, and in the valley now. If you go on in Mission Hills, Granada Hills, Northridge, they're living on the freeway.
Yeah.
And it's sad because you're seeing children, you're seeing dogs, you're seeing cats all encamped. Mm-hmm. And I never thought we would ever have a day like that. And there is a program coming along about jobs. For, you know, if you work, you get money. That's something I heard at City Hall. Mm-hmm. Another thing is about hitting the roots of homeless. And also, there's health issues involved. Mm. I didn't know all this stuff. Mm. If they, wherever they are, if it goes in the air, it creates a health problem. Mm. So the COC. So what we're doing, I went to a meeting. What they're trying to do is the COC, the California Department of Health, is trying to create a place where they can live, they can get government benefit, they could be human beings. Mm. Not like what Trump is saying, throw them away. You can't throw people away. People are valuable. Even, you know, like FDR in his day in the 40s, they had homeless. You know, when people didn't have a home, like Oklahoma, Midwest, they were out in the fields. So FDR in those days, he created
the work
so security. He created all these different things. Mm. But, you know, we don't have FDRs anymore.
No.
We don't have those guys. We have people that are so far to the right that, you know, it's just sad. When Trump says about a kid, these are children with no parents, and you want them to be in places, like Nazi Germany. You can't, that's not going to exist, not going to happen, and he will, hopefully, people are listening to me.
But it is happening.
Get him out of office.
Yeah. Does that Did you hear what Peter Fonda, was it Peter Fonda said today? He said, what if your child went in? How would you feel then? And so they sent the Secret Service on him or something. It's like, wow.
What, on Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
That's, because you know what happened? He had an arrest years ago.
Okay, but still, he's just stating something. You know, he was just like, how would you feel if it was your kid? That's all.
There's Cat. Here, bring a chair. You come in. No problem. Anyway, we got a special guest tonight. Anyway, I want to talk about your play. Play coming up.
Yes,
what you're
going to
do is a play by Jane.
I'll just give you a little bit of a hand there, because it's actually I was talking outside when we were
Patty.
Yeah, with Patty. This is a project that started and was initiated last December in 2017. And it's a curated show of the top eight monologues that were chosen from over 40 submissions from playwrights from all over the world. This is my major theater project for my little theater company here in Los Angeles.
Nice.
And I'm very interested in incubating and promoting and supporting new writing for stage, because it also helps to promote new performance for stage, and it gives actors an opportunity to work on brand new material for the first time. So it's a wonderful vehicle for actors, but also it's it kind of draws together some of the key planks of creating performance, which is writing and actors and certain processes such as workshopping, rehearsal, and then performance. So I decided that I would make this my major project and incubate and support those writers that fell into the top eight, and support them with funding. I have funded this myself, and to audition and to provide them with all the technical rehearsal and production elements to shepherd and incubate their writing from page to stage. And we're heading into week four of our rehearsal period, which is that rehearsal period has been so exciting and illuminating for me. I'm working with eight wonderful actors, very diverse group of actors. And it's a joy to work with this material, which is also very, very diverse, and means that I'm able to draw from this stellar pool of actors here in LA and really bring to these eight pieces in a very practical way how the writers first imagined them to be cast. So the diversity is not only from the acting point of view, but also from the stories. That was one of the selection criteria, that they were stories that embraced a rainbow of humanity and colors, and helped to create a tapestry of stories about humans, which had resonance with many people's stories, not just their stories.
Right.
And so it has been wonderful to see these plays, these stories come up from the grassroots, and to see these actors inhabit and create these characters. It's been quite a thrill.
That's cool stuff. So, you know what it is? In L.A., being that we're not Broadway.
Sounds like it's already so much fun.
I mean, I'm already like entranced.
You met her before?
Yeah, that's right. We were here together the last time I was here.
Get a chair.
How lovely to see you again.
Get a chair. Anyway, get a chair from outside so you can sit in.
I love to stand.
No, it's all right. Sit down.
Seriously, like...
Okay. Anyway, moving on with your play.
Yes.
I was just going to say, I'm on the board of the Hollywood Arts Council, and we are just supporting the arts. Besides, we put the art into children's, we support theater arts. We should make this one of our theater nights that we put out to the Arts Council.
Oh. Ooh,
fine.
That would be fabulous.
Yes.
Okay, oh, my God.
We'll talk.
Yes, please do. I mean, we're at the Zephyr Theater, which is a wonderful local theater in Hollywood. Fantastic. Cameron noted that. It's a wonderful venue for this particular piece.
Oh, yeah.
It's very intimate and it's very immediate theater. So, you know, our audience is really just there. And
what's it called?
It's a collection of new monologues, new writing for stage, the road trip monologues.
Nice.
So that's the seed theme that all writers wanting to submit wrote a monologue seeded by a road trip.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of course.
I'm so going to put mine in there.
My mother and I on a road trip.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
It was amazing.
And a road trip can operate, of course, on a literal level, but also on a metaphoric level in that, you know, our lives... we sometimes have a vision for how our lives may, we may want our lives to go from here to there, but life has a way of intersecting and taking us on another journey we had no idea about, and we have to adapt and we have to deal with it then and there. We may be equipped, we may not be equipped, but if we want to keep moving, we have to find a way through it, around it, under, over it. And
That reminds me of water, you know, because water, you can't stop water. Water will find a way around.
Yes.
So when you're saying that, it's just about flow,
That's a great image. And also it has, water also has that kind of transparent, mobile, febrile nature about it, which, of course, as human beings... we are too.
Yes.
And there's a fragility about water. It might hold its shape, but then when that shape disintegrates or changes, the water must go and find its level.
That's all where we began.
And don't they say that water is the most powerful force on Earth?
Yes.
But a child is losing a grip.
And over time, too.
And water is everything. We are 70% water.
Yes.
Our planet is 70% water.
Yes.
Water
yes.
is, in
we
my thoughts,
it's
emotional.
Yes,
indeed.
That's
a drink.
That's
right.
No, yeah. No, what? Cat, get a chair, because that way you can, be part of the
combo. As cute as you are, and look how cute he is, I looked around and I did not see a chair. Otherwise, I would have dragged it in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm standing around and like looking at these beautiful women. And by the way, on the air, there are gorgeous, hot women.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you. Things to say,
well, you know what I'm going to have them do? Now that Shannon's here, Shannon, she's been through a lot of turmoil. Our friend Jose.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you could tell her what's
going on.
Okay, Jose Escamilla. Our friend.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I've been his caregiver for a year and 3 months, and his friend for 18 years.
Okay.
But he's battling. He's still on a trach and an airway.
Oh, no.
He's got dialysis 3 times a week. We are hoping for the best. I truly think, you know, he coded twice.
Oh.
We lost him for 5 minutes, and then we lost him again. But he's back. You know, he looks at you and he smiles and you say, hey, thumbs up, you feeling good? He mirrors you. That's good. So anyway, all I'm saying is that he's still with Gaia. He's still, like, doing his alien movies. He's still with them. He's got 2 more to produce.
Right,
he's just recovering. So we're going to see how he rolls.
And he's as stubborn can be. Because I've met him personally several times, and he and my mom have this connection. They just absolutely adore each other.
Oh.
And, you know,
he's
to
a
hear
pistol.
That he was...
I remember when I first met him 18 years ago, I ran a restaurant for 16 years. And he would come in all the time. That's how it was. Mm. And so the woman said to me, be careful on that one. And she had, like, throat cancer. She had already had her...
Here, get a chair for you.
Oh, it's a party in here.
It's a party.
Okay, so anyway, so she's like, be careful of that one.
All right, let me get back
And
on.
He's been a buddy ever since.
Oh,
and
he's
so
fantastic.
Yeah. So he's battling, but he's doing, you know, he's in a care center now.
See, Jose, what she's trying to say, Jose has done a lot of films on the UFO.
Yes.
World, as we know. And in fact, his name was mentioned on the UFO channel.
Okay.
They're coming out with a new channel, UFO channel. Jose's name was mentioned.
It's on
one of the
space.
Top articles.
Yeah.
Top innovators in UFO.
Oh, he's been all over the world. He's from
New Mexico.
He's from New Mexico. He's from Area 51.
I'm
going to
see that area.
Yeah, of course. Roswell, New Mexico.
Anyway,
that's where he's born and raised.
Well,
blah, 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 so.
Let Shannon read you. Relax. Let Shannon read you now.
Is there anything you want to know?
Me? What?
Yes, is there anything that you want to know?
About you.
Your life?
What about
you
me?
Wanna... Yeah.
Oh, you're like a psychic?
You have two of them here.
You have two of
them. That is so cool. All right, right now, can I sing just
and
a little bit
on,
for Jose?
Just real quick before you sing?
Just relax.
Sure.
Let her do it.
You have some high-quality psychics, not just any psychics. I mean, we're part of the Federation of Certified Psychic Canadians, and we're some of the best in the world.
I'm so glad I came tonight. So,
we're the top
half. She's been the top. For the longest time.
Right.
And so she's right with me. So.
Can I just sing a little bit something for him?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Should you? She have
here.
A microphone?
Yeah,
something?
Here. Go ahead. Take mine.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind.
Go ahead, you can do it. Go ahead, girl.
But now I see.
I love you.
Yay! Sorry to do it.
Sorry.
No.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful. Go ahead.
That was gorgeous. I mean, what I feel, I mean, just right off the bat, just from seeing you, is that, I mean, and this is kind of the obvious thing, but you've been run over. You've been run over a lot. And you are now actually going through an opportunity and a shift. You're at this crossroads, and you're being given the opportunity to shift. It feels to me, though, that you're staring at you're at that crossroads, and you're not sure which way to go. So you can go in the comfortable, and that's how you've chosen most of the time, is stay in the comfortable, which is the uncomfortable comfortable. But now your guides are encouraging you to shift and change, and your life is going to shift completely. Like, what you know now is actually going to be shifting, but it's uncomfortable because it's something you don't know. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of work ahead of you, but you can do it.
I agree with you. I am literally living in a situation where I lived with my patient for a year and 3 months, and now he's in basically hospice, if we want to call it that. I want to come back down here to Sherman Oaks, which is my comfort zone. My whole family's in Huntington Beach. I'm from New York and Boston, so I'm an East Coast girl. But now you are calling me elsewhere to Woodland Hills, a friend, and then another friend is calling me to Palmdale. Nothing about that.
Right.
Just nothing in my core is pulling me there. So I can't go there. And I think coming back here, I don't know why. It feels like a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is what you're talking about, which way to go.
So I got to come back here to make that decision. I can't go up there and make that decision. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm coming from. Yeah, so I get you. Yeah, I have a little psychic edge, by the way. I do.
Okay.
No, I just, do you guys believe in ghosts?
Yeah. I'm on a show called Ghost Adventures. Yeah.
Okay. I had a horrific experience in Scottsdale, Arizona, when I lived there. And it was just beyond explanation. And I literally had to bring in, and I had to have an exorcist and the whole deal. Blah, 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 blah. So that is so life-changing that it's just, like, it rocked you to the core. It's the point where I'm not really fearful of anything.
You shouldn't be.
No. I've always been fearless. I've always been. I'm a Gemini. I'm June 1st. I'm Marilyn Monroe. What do you think that is about? That's a Monroe. No, I'm not. And then you get your, like, you know, the world rattles. It does. It rattles you, and you just deal with it, and that's how it rolls. But I totally understand what you're saying, because that's exactly where I am. I just got, like, released from my new position and my job today, saying, you're not a fit. I love that one. Really?
Uh-huh.
It's like joining a dating service. Well, I don't like you either, okay? I don't find you attractive, but I was like stuck working for you. Well, you're just not a fit. Okay, good. I'm moving on.
Well, I would be, yeah. That, bye-bye, next.
Well, exactly, and I'm not all rattled at all about it at all. I just feel incredibly calm about everything right now. So is that God? I've just been praying and just being at peace and just nama.
It's whatever word you want to use for it. To me, all that's your cosmology. That's your roadmap. It could be God. It could be your angels. It could be your guide. It could be the universe. It could be your dog. It's how you work. Yeah, it's so you can navigate life, like road trips. It's, to me, your cosmology belief system.
I love that. I'm on a road trip. And you're awesome, too. I mean, I love you guys. I'm so glad I showed up tonight.
So excited to be on Cameron's Birth of the Night. This is Danny Cruz. We'll get him in. Hello, is this Danny Cruz?
Yes, Cameron. It's Danny Cruz.
Danny Cruz. Guess who? I have a friend. What? You know Danny.
I do know. Hi, Danny. It's Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you, of course. I miss you. I miss seeing you. What's going on with Jeff Bezos' Amazon series ideas? I hear people coming in for auditions all the time.
Well, we're still putting it together. I know. I've talked with Candy.
I know. I went down there and planted some seeds down there in Ocean Beach, Venice, Hermosa Beach, and Santa Monica. I met the Pleiadians and the Knights Templars. And he said, let's just make it about all the people we meet being amazing and we being amazed by them.
right. That's true.
That was a lot. That was a big honor, a lot of fun.
Well, you know what it is? The series will be something different, and that we're putting the composition on it. I know Danny wants to be part of it. I know Candy wants to be part of it. Did you bring someone today?
Yes.
Is this a Netflix thing? Is this the Netflix thing?
Oh, it's an Amazon.
The Amazon.
A 13-episode series of people being amazed at who they meet, especially in the beaches.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can't go wrong in Ocean Beach to realize they got the pedophile patrol, their families with little kids and dogs that will come up and sniff people. And then
we want to get away from that that angle. So anyway, Danny, what's new to report on the UFO file? You're my UFO guy.
Well, we got some UFO news up in Palmdale. We're kind of bringing the captivity of this secret out into the public for the first time through Senator Feinstein. And we're just kind of trying to pull it by the ring of its nose down the mountain. And we have a really good idea that we're working with something we don't understand, but it's fully operational because we have it. But we're still working on the tricks of the trade ourselves. That's all I can tell you.
Coming attractions. Looks like coming attractions. Now I have a question for you. We have two of your favorite psychics here. We have Patty Negri.
It's going to be an all-night thing.
I know. And also we got Shannon Lester. You want to ask some questions?
Oh, Shannon, I'm so glad you're in the studio. I wish I could have made it tonight. I want to ask Shannon a question. Tomorrow I'm going to my godfather's service. And I know he's still with me because I feel like he's as easy to contact as a phone call or a text. Can you tell me some things in the future that are going to happen to me within the next 3 months that are very important, because I plan on going to Washington, D.C. in the next month or two.
Well, I definitely feel like you're going to be signing some contracts. I feel like you're going to be given two opportunities that are going to come up like pretty quickly. But I also feel that you've got to watch that self-sabotage, because it feels to me like you're going to stare at those contracts and they're going to pass you by. So don't just stare at them. Actually take, when the door opens, run to it. Don't just stare at the door. Because my feeling is that you are given opportunities and you kind of just let them pass you by. Don't explain them away. Just do it. You know, kind of take that leap of faith right. And allow for that to happen, because you know as well as I do, you have a lot of knowledge. But I don't think that you give yourself the credit that you deserve. The other
okay.
thing, the other
Thank
part
you.
Is, are you going
okay.
to be buying a new car? Are you going to be doing something about a new car?
There is something about my new car right now. I have now Cameron. Now Cameron is a part of this question I'm going to answer.
Okay.
Like if I get a new car. Last year I got a brand new Honda CR-V 2017,
right.
And I'll tell you what I wanted to do before I got it was. Before I even got the job that I have, the company to go to D.C. with, as a person who was a CNA working with Senator Feinstein for 10 years, I said, I want to go to the military bases and share the work I do for a television show. But instead of that, I got a company to boot, and I went across the country. I went to all the military bases in my brand new car. But along the way back in Montana, there was an ice slick, and I hit it. And so I got to fix my brand new car, and there needs to be some fixing done on my brand new car. So that's going to happen, but thank you for asking. That brings me reassurance that I'm going to take care of this pretty soon.
There's a need to take care of it, like, soon. It's
yeah.
not been traded in
yeah.
and get something soon. I don't ever predict any kind of bad stuff. I'm just saying you need to really pay attention to that.
That kind of recapitulates the first answer to the question. Again, pay attention, do it right now. It's really important. It's a question of what you want. It's what you need to do.
Time is now, right? Time is now.
The time is now.
Time
yes,
is
that's
now.
Right.
We have
be a
Patty.
Song.
We have Patty here, and I'm sure Patty,
Patty met you.
Some great advice.
You met Patty
here, yeah.
And she's a cutie patootie.
Well, everybody here is well, cutie patootie.
Patty.
We're all surrounding around Patty.
That is
yeah.
true. There's a lot.
We
of
just
women
love
in this
Patty
room.
For being a cutie patootie. Of course, she's like a little baby we can hold for being so cute. I want to bring up the
yeah,
subject we all need to talk
years.
About, guys. It's superpowers. Superpowers confirmed now, guys. I have been confirmed with superpowers because of the people I work with spoke for me instead of actually standing up to medical science. I worked with the government and they said, go see a doctor for us. We need you to see them. And he said, I am going to go with what they said. But if you are not right about this, here's the diagnosis for people who say they have superpowers and don't. Paranoid. Psychosis with illusions of grandiosity, and they cleared me of it. So I'm bona fide superpower in the eyes of medical science because of the government speaking on my behalf on records that I've made and things they saw of me doing years ago, back in the age of 14 onward. So I've demonstrated things they haven't acknowledged, and that just means I'm able to keep everything back and keep those things to myself real far back in my mind. And the way I did that was God first in church. Service to others, and then
good.
If God gave me a door to share, then here I am sharing it in God's will, hopefully, and using it all in God's ways. There are also marks of all four points of possession, arcane knowledge, superpower, blasphemy even, and what was the last one? Arcane knowledge, super strength. Oh, and knowing a language. I was recorded speaking Aramaic at the age of 14
oh, wow.
without ever learning the language, and they kept that record private and secret until this year. And so all four are four. All those are all four signs of possession, but God has reconciled each one of those powers in my life, and so thankfully God has kept me from being possessed by Satan. That's a big story.
Well,
that's
a,
but
yeah, that's a big story.
It's
now,
a miracle.
Now I was going to ask you, what about he went through a horrible crash. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about your auto. Have you
yes.
recovered from it?
I'm as well as I can be after that car accident,
okay.
but I've lost my ability to hike 10 miles a day like I used to 3 to 4 times a week for several years. I've just been diminished with all my endurance and strength that I built up in stamina. So I really just have a hard time. I'm watching my muscles all deplete and I'm really weak. So I'm as good as I'm going to be.
No.
But I'm trying my best to hit the gym and lift weights still.
Patty's answering you. Go ahead.
You are not as good as you're going to be. Yeah, that is true. If you keep saying that, you're as good as you're going to be. You're absolutely not. All your superpowers could be used, not just speaking Aramaic or having all these other superpowers, used to yourself. I see it every day. I work with lots of people in your UFO world, in our psychic world, in my witch world, in... But you have the power. I should be dead right now. I should be dead from cancer. I have a brain tumor, bones and all this stuff. And they said by 50, I would be in a wheelchair if I wasn't dead. And I just said no. And so instead I was doing that ridiculous show Wipeout, the world's biggest obstacle course. We are powerful beings. You're giving away your power every time you say that.
No, I want to reinforce that because remember, people with superpowers are only loved for their superpowers. Look at all our superheroes. They have two identities. One is fake, their superpower one, or one is fake, their regular power. Now, the ones with regular power are just human beings like us. And so we praise the power of strength to move on in weakness and in pain and recovery and determination and will. And we follow things that are healthy for us, exercise, eating right, drinking water, getting out of sleep at night, and also following our spiritual truths that are healing us that haven't been spoken. So we find what works for us. So for every person without superpowers, only people with superpowers, like they are only loved because of a superpower. Look at all the movies. That's not a good place to be, and we're not in a movie, so we got to mix it all up.
Danny, yes. I was going to tell folks, we got some more UFO people coming on next week. Is that right?
Good. Yes, we have Ken Pfeiffer. I want to give an announcement. We have Ken Pfeiffer from MUFON calling in, but he was hacked. His computer was hacked yesterday when I talked to him, and just tonight he said, please tell Cameron. I was calling, but my computer had been hacked, and I can't get any files to share with the UFOs.
Right.
Sightings that have been in California. So next week we'll have him back, and we are definitely going to talk about recent UFO sightings in our area in California with him.
Well, there's one today. I heard in San Gabriel, so we'll talk about it next week.
Oh,
hey, man, okay. Moving on.
Well,
over.
I have Jonathan Munoz who's contacting me about seeing a flying saucer in Palmdale, and he said a light shined on him. And then all the dogs started barking, so we're seeing more people.
Get on the radio if we pray.
Praise it. We are going to just praise the truth, and Cameron for being our
that was Gat.
Priest.
Sent it with love, baby.
Anyway,
leading us
Danny,
forward.
We're going to move forward. Yes. Thanks so much for calling
High
in.
Five, Cameron. Have a great show. Thank you to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for reminding
us.
Bye,
Danny.
Bye,
Danny.
Bye.
All right, that was an interesting call. Danny's kind of confused a little bit. But, you know, he got better than he was last year. Through the car crash, all that stuff. Now, let's focus on Candy.
Wow.
Yes. Candy's in the house.
Candy over there.
I've been doing great, Cameron.
Good.
I just opened my new radio show today.
Oh, great.
Yes. Bravo.
What are you doing?
It's called Piece of Candy with Candy Loya.
Oh, Piece of Candy.
Yes, a piece of candy. Actually, it means like all the little pieces and like a puzzle on my body are for everybody in the world.
Oh, that's nice.
So I talk about a lot of topics and music and everything around it.
Cool.
But I'm still coming here.
How people can hear you?
They can hear me on Candy Loya or my fan page, A Piece of Candy, or I'm on Sweet Virgo Candy on my IG and Snapchat's Candy77, and I'm doing my own calendar coming out next year, 2019. I'll be doing 12 different outfits, 6 bathing suits, and 6 outfits.
Wow.
So, great. Bring it on.
So, that's great.
And I just got published 5 days ago around the world. Published.
I don't know.
So I know.
Ask Shannon, what's going on with her?
Actually, last time I saw her, I told her that all of these opportunities were hitting, and they were going to hit like one right after the other, and then everything exploded.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm doing a music video for a guy named Cameron Lewis. Also, I'll be in Palmdale next week, and I'm going to Vegas doing a music video for them. So I'm one of the girls in the music video. And then I'm doing the movie Ride or Die. So I'm going to fundraiser tomorrow. And you, Netflix.
Yeah.
I've been announcing your show, actually.
Coming soon. Yeah. Anyway, so Candy's doing a lot of good things.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
I'm still coming here, though. I'm dedicated to you, Cameron.
Yeah, good.
And I thank you for everything.
Our show last week, by the way, we had an interesting show about what's going on with entertainment.
Yes.
And it was a great show, so people wanted to get the hear it again. By the way, you can hear our show.
I
want to
do some things
again.
With Shannon, too. We talked about it.
Shannon looks great.
I mean, she does.
So does Patty. But
I don't
know
what's
going on
Patty.
With Patty. Let's find out with Patty. What's going on with your?
I'm still working at Ghost Adventures a lot. I just shot my like 7th episode with them. It's fun because I get to go to really haunted, scary places.
It's
really good. I just got back from Vegas again. I've been spreading it out. I just did a gallery. I've got one show on this Friday tonight. We probably just missed it tonight, and one on next week. I just did a really fun thing with Trevor Moore from Comedy Central. He did to announce his new special, which I love him. His musical stuff
he's
is
very talented.
He's really talented. So to promote his Comedy Central, we did a 24-hour Facebook Live, 24 hours straight without stopping. Where we solved all the problems of the world in 24 hours,
oh,
1 hour at a time. We solved the Middle East in an hour. We solved poverty in an hour. We solved, sometimes
homeless
better
problem.
Than other homeless problem. Some resolutions were better than others, but I brought my rods. Let's talk to Abraham Lincoln. But I was on 7 or 8 hours straight with that. And what an experience. He was shaking on it, but it's just that dedicated and you are just on for, it was really fun. And from that, I went and did a Laugh Factory thing, but
Laugh Factory, fun.
Yeah, that was my old world in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's all full circle. Everything's going full circle. So everything's really good. I'm getting ready to go to Dallas for 4 days.
That's wonderful.
Excellent.
No, thanks.
And Shannon, what's going on with you?
A lot, actually. I'm teaching lots of courses, and I'm traveling a lot and going everywhere. And I just made a new contact in Israel, so there's a possibility I might be going to Israel.
Ooh, wow, that's nice.
And then I have Australia. Actually, my clients from Australia are coming here Monday to get Theta certified. And then we're going to arrange to do a tour in Australia. So, things are moving along.
Hey?
I mean, things are really
Australia.
Positive.
I love Australia.
I
want to
go.
Have you been?
I have not.
It is so mad. You will feel it. You just go there. Whoa! It is,
very
exciting
awesome. Part.
Yes. So what's the certifications?
So I was going to ask you, everything is turning out great. See? Come on our show. Everything turns out great.
Yeah. No kidding.
Me, I don't know what's going on with me. Tell me what's going on.
Come on now. Tell him. Yeah, I mean, look at all the things that are lining up. And we talked about this last year, that there were things that really were going to begin to line up. Now that you're free, now that you've got all this freedom, you are just being, inundated with opportunities.
Yes.
And so, but be careful what you choose, because some of them are actually step backwards. And you'll feel it. You'll know which ones are step backwards. But also, try it, and you don't have to try everything, but move forward. Don't just with Danny, don't just look at the door that's open.
Right.
If it feels good, move it, and do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I don't know about this Las Vegas.
But
it's going to be so far away.
Yeah.
What do they say?
It's a 4-hour drive.
You create a net. You jump and you create a net.
You jump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So be fearless. I mean, we had that in our youth. And I think just like life just takes over. It's like a little overwhelming. And you think, oh, I can't do that. No, I'm just so tentative. No. You know what? Just go for it.
Go for it. I agree. And
I'm there now again.
Yeah.
So
that's
when you
good.
Said.
That's good.
When you said, I've got a crossroads, you're right. I do have to say right or left.
Yes.
But why can't I take both?
You can take it.
You can. Yeah. And don't be afraid of making a decision. I feel a little bit of but the only wrong decision is not making one. Go left, and if you don't like it, then you go right.
Right.
It's a crooked path, but
that's
it's a good
exactly
path. It's the windy path, and that's the fun path. It's the scenic route. Yeah.
Well, it's like I was telling you about Vegas. Vegas will be something unique for me because I can do a live show from the hotels.
That's fun.
That was something, with all my stuff I've never done.
It'd be fun.
Have people come in, do a live show on Friday night.
One theme that continues to repeat itself, and it's repeated itself for me for the past week every single day, is we are limitless. We really are. The only limits that we have are in our brain.
Right.
And if
right.
we can actually realize that our brain is just trying to keep us in this cage, that once we break past that cage and we open that door, there are no limits. And our abilities, our ability to be successful, all of that stuff, we don't need to fit in.
Right.
We need to stand out and to be our own limitless selves. And once
Hallelujah.
We do that, once
yeah.
we do that, there's the limit. Yeah.
Well said.
Amen.
Well said.
Well said.
Also, I wanted, with the play, people want to get tickets. How can we get tickets?
Look, folks, you can book tickets on... thank you, Kat. On plays411.com, just look for the Road Trip Monologues. Or you can rock up at the door and have $20 in hand, and there'll be a lovely person there to collect that at the door. So we open on July 6th, and we play Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2, and we're doing 9 shows all up at the Zephyr Theatre, 7456 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles.
Nice theater if you haven't been.
Wonderful
there.
Theater. Yeah. For this.
And they have places to eat.
Oh, it's the funkiest, vibingest, jumping, hip, cool street and zone of Melrose ever. So you can come and see the show on a Sunday at 2 p.m. and then it's only going to be a 90-minute show, and afterwards with your friends, when you come and see the Road Trip Monologues, go and have a beer or a wine and a lovely meal at one of the lovely restaurants or cool little hangouts along Melrose Place. And
you go shopping too.
Oh, you can shop till you drop on Melrose.
That's true.
But only after you come and see the Road Trip Monologues.
Yes.
Please. Yeah. We'd love to. We're there for you. We really want to bring this collection of wonderful 8 monologues and 8 really wonderful actors who...
Want to give them a shout-out?
I do. I want to give a shout-out. So here we go. Nina Salonen, Henry Kemp, Emma Chelsea, Sonia Wallace... Juliet Ladinez, Kenlan Knaus, Schaefer Bourne, and one more person that has eluded me, which always happens.
Can we guess her name?
So please come and see us or book on plays411.com, right. The Road Trip Monologues.
And by the way,
$20 to get in. It's special. The best entertainment you're going to get for $20.
But you know, it's interesting. You're going to be in a great weekend because 4th of July
that's
on a Wednesday.
Yes, that's right. Wednesday. Well, we'll be in the theater putting the show in then, and then you can all come and see us on opening.
I got a live call. You're on the air, Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome. Who's this?
Hey, Cameron.
That's Amber.
Yeah, I told you I was going to call.
Amber.
I never lie.
You got two greatest psychics here. We got a great playwright, director.
So how's the show been going?
Good, good. You want to ask Shannon a question?
Or Patty.
Oh, Shannon, is that you? Hey, girl. I'd love to, Shannon. Are you there?
Yeah, Shannon's there.
I'm here. Hello, how are you?
I'm excited. It's nice to see you and hear your voice. I'm sorry I couldn't make it inside today.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook Live, apparently.
That's
actually,
right.
All of us
She's
are
live.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know, it's weird. I was on Facebook Live last week. I was like, oh, we're doing that? That's cool. So I don't know. Why don't you tell me... do a forecast for my love life.
It's so funny that you asked that, because the first thing I heard is talk about the issue with the man in her life. So there's something about
Great.
Some sort of man that's... It almost feels to me like an anchor, and that anchor is drowning you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get... I don't like to get...
Got rid of that guy.
You may have gotten rid of that guy, but energetically you have not gotten rid of that guy, because he is still very much in your energy field. And I see Patty nodding her head.
Patty's giving a second thought to that.
Would that be anchors away?
Well, I think maybe because he was, like, he came to visit, like, this week, and I told him to get out of my house. So... Maybe I need to sage around here.
Sage all over.
So
Sage all over, but my little thing about sage is don't ever just sage. It's really harsh. It's like Comet. It gets rid of the good and the bad and almost creates a vacuum. It's like dusting your house and then leaving the doors and windows open in a dust storm. So after you sage, come back through with a sweet incense, anything angelic or sacred, a frankincense, myrrh, anything, to fill it up the space with love. Do counterclockwise with the sage and clockwise, and then put, I'm putting in love and creativity and abundance, and fill it back up.
You know, I totally
Otherwise, it comes right back.
That sounds good.
I totally agree with you, Patty, because I always say anything you remove, you must replace it with something. Or you create a vacuum and you say, universe, whatever you want.
And then, and everybody goes, I sage, but it, I don't know. The same thing comes back, something worse, something bad. Yeah, and you have no control. So, yeah, and you, I love that. You,
oh, actually, I actually you have a bath with, lavender and frankincense in it.
That's good.
But can we be
honest? Oh my God, there's a man calling me right now.
Boy, we must be psychic.
What's wrong with you guys? Tell me what you think about this guy. I'm not answering because I'm on the phone with you guys.
I think that anyone that you're connected to right now, you need to walk away from. I don't feel that you have any positive, strong men energies in your life for romance right now. But also take a look at yourself, what you believe about. Well, it's okay. It's always fun to clear the slate and create new things. But what I would say is that really start paying attention about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about love. And this is for everybody. If you feel for yourself that you are more comfortable keeping them at a distance, you're going to draw people who are emotionally unavailable. And if you've been taught that love is whatever it is and that men are whatever they are, that is exactly what you're going to draw. So you need to clear those beliefs and clear that energy and really begin to reshape your feelings and your thoughts about yourself and about a relationship. Then you will draw the best one for you.
Very good.
Oh, maybe I should tell this guy I'm not going to go out with him this weekend, though.
If you want a narcissist, go ahead.
Any other questions?
No, I thought it was going to be positive. I'm sad.
Oh, my God, that was positive.
No, really, listen
usually
to her.
Usually it's so positive. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't you want to do better?
It wouldn't surprise me in this town, actually.
Do you remember something that upset you kind of when you were 4 years old? Do you remember anything? It wasn't tragic. You weren't abducted by aliens or anything like that. But I think that's what you kick in your love. You kind of hold it. There's a shield right there. And it's your four-year-old reacting to things and where you go. So in that bathtub of yours, go back to that little four-year-old. See what you could remember. Shut down your left brain. Don't worry if you're remembering it correctly or anything. And then picture that little, I think about four-year-old you. And then don't remember anything. Listen to her. Let her tell you what her perception of love and relationships and life and your her own self-worth. And let her know what a beautiful woman she's grown into. She doesn't know that. And I think you're making you're letting her make some choices that are way limiting and not even correct. She's wrong about a lot of things.
I love that.
That's cool. That's cool.
Brilliant.
So what do you say to that?
I'm being too childlike in my decisions.
Well, think back to something around that age. Something, again, it doesn't have to have been a big anything, just something you observed and you made a perception about it, and it's an incorrect perception.
And it's not it's not about being childlike. It's about holding on to an old belief, holding on to an old trauma, and using that to make your perceptions. So it isn't anything about being childish. It's just you were trained or programmed at that age because of whatever happened that gave you the forecast for what's going to happen in your life. So you can change that. That's great about this world is we are playing a game. So if you don't like the role that you're playing, shift it.
Change
that's it. Right. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, thank you for your advice, and I definitely know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you so much, Amber, for calling in.
I love this.
You're welcome, Cameron. I promise.
I was just thinking that.
I'm so sorry I couldn't be in the room today.
We'll catch you next time.
What's so funny is
I love both of you guys. I didn't know Patty was going to be there too, and I feel like I missed out.
I hope I get luck.
Anyway, take care. We gotta move on.
What is an open solar plexus?
What is an open solar plexus? compared to a closed solar plexus?
When I had that haunting, that horrific situation, it was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's not terminology.
It was a horrible experience. It was just, I was literally raped by this entity.
Okay.
And it turns out he hung himself, we found out, in my walk-in closet 10 years prior, but he was still in the house. And they said that my solar plexus was open.
Well, that would be this. I mean, I haven't heard that term, but you know what our solar plexus is.
You've never heard of that term?
Well, not that your solar plexus was. We all have portals
sage
and three.
Wands, yeah. Camphor.
But just
let her talk.
But just know that more than anything else, this is our realm of existence. They only have power over us if we give it to them, and we usually give it out of naivete, not knowing better.
Right.
But in the name of whatever you believe in, the name of God, or again your angels, or your dog, or your Louboutin shoes, whatever that is, claim it. I'm actually considered an expert on spectrophilia, which is ghost sex, the good, the bad, the ugly. And again, you have so much control over that. So Oberth solar plexus could have meant your open heart or whatever, but you don't have to ever let that happen again.
Yeah. It took weeks.
We're going to move on.
Okay, because I was actually going to comment about that.
Yeah,
ghosts have a lot of power over people who have any sort of addiction or any sort of connection to, whether it's drinking, any sort of addiction at all. It weakens our spirit. Yes. So pay attention to, and this is for everybody, if you drink, if you have any sort of addiction, deal with it, clear yourself. You have to clear yourself regularly because they can get in.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to say. Yeah. Unless you have a severe drinking alcohol addiction problem or a severe mental imbalance, then you don't have a thing. Otherwise, we can claim it.
Yes.
Very good. Anything else?
I have never heard from her what she has said. I know Shannon always tells me.
Ah!
She gives me good, everything she said was so true. It came.
And Patty's one of the top psychics in the world.
Yeah, Patty's good.
Patty's
good.
How do I say it? You're adorable. and you've got such a bright light about you. And I think you're probably following your path perfectly that you have your candy thing you do, because you really don't see the world like everybody else. Like, if there's 20 of us looking out this window, 19 of people are going to see whatever's most obvious right here.
Right.
You're looking the other direction.
You know why? Because I love the negative. I love those because they make me stronger.
Yeah, but it's not even the negative. It's just your perception is different on it. So don't be tempted, and you're not, to go, oh, yeah, I see the squirrel. Just get those other 19 people to go, wow, we didn't see that, Candy. That's your magic. And the more you bring that out in your acting and your shows and everything is what's going to, that's going to lift you to the top.
We have 60 seconds left. What I was going to bring up is a wonderful restaurant is closing. Oyster Bar.
Oh, the Oyster House.
Oyster House is closing.
And what they're going to do.
Toys R Us? Well, no, we're going to talk about Oyster House. But anyway, Oyster House is closing
80%.
The 30th of this month. And
it's going to be a bash live entertainment. Wow.
They have a lot of good things. They'll be closing. And then we're going to mention a couple of festivals coming up. We're going to cover one of them. We always cover one at Camarillo Creek Festival.
Yeah.
Fun. The Gaita Festival. Anyway, with all that in mind, I want to thank all the ladies here.
Thank you
very much. And then next week, we're going to talk about UFOs. We're going to talk about a lady that was abducted. She'll be here next week. And have a wonderful weekend from LA Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Daxter.